radio akwa bia si eye
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Yehua Eshirame Radio Akwaba Mavis Ado Osi Yehua Eshirame Ebusia for your mamuna jo. So Auckland and so Australia and now TMI Mamma Wajo. Oh Ghana so I'm a mawache. This is Radio Akwaba. Aye, Kizma, Majima Kunya. Come on. And he and Anna Jimino in the woo see her. Nyami shirawo anu wa shirawo onipa bia ntumi ensesano Mavis Ado osi nyami echirame eni tini so utie mi anana ajufo ya mebese me chirote nyami echirawo alright, so very soon we're gonna be taking you to the gospel time, so stay tuned as our dear guest prepare himself to give us the gospel for today. It says our God reigns from Assistant Pastor Busola Martins.
That is why today we declare with everything.
So today the man of God is here in our missions, bringing us the gospel time live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. Prof is ready to give us the gospel.
I will stand upon the mountains.
So as soon as he's ready, we're going to take him live. And I'm sure it's going to be live on Facebook as well.
Oh, Lord, my God, I trust.
So it's gospel time, and today we have the one and only, the purpose preacher. Santa Yarabosha. We have the purpose preacher in our
midst. Glory to God.
Is ready to give us the gospel.
Amen.
Prof,
amen.
You are welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So what have you got for us today?
Today we are continuing the message we started last week, titled, You Are Coming Out.
Mm.
And today is the part two. Last week I shared with us from the book of Acts chapter 12, where God was showing us, where God actually showed us seven things, and told us specifically seven things, you know, about him bringing us out of every situation that we are in. And today we're just going to continue with three more things that God showed me in that Acts chapter 12 by the grace of God. So that's what we have for us today by the grace of God.
Beautiful. You can take it away.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. So today we are looking at You Are Coming Out Part 2. For those who tuned in last week, you know what you are in for. God is set to take you out and bring you out from everything that is holding you down. And I pray for you today, wherever you may be watching this from, your time is now to be free. Your time is now to come out of any situation, any circumstance that may be holding you down in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're watching this from anywhere, kindly let me know. Belle, God bless you. Kemi, God bless you. Bro Julio, all the way from Tasmania, Australia, God bless you all. Leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from. Let me know you're there. And I promise you, after this broadcast, I'll be more than happy to, you know, to reply to your message and say hello to you. Thank you very much for tuning in today. God bless you. Oh, Belle as well, watching all the way from Sydney. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. All right, today we are talking about You Are Coming Out. And just, you know, as I would like to do, as I like to always do before I go on to my message, I want to thank my pastor, Pastor David Adilo, my father in the Lord of the Redeemed Christian Church of God Victory House here in New Zealand, for this wonderful opportunity. The church is actually paying for this hour of on radio, and I'm very glad to be able to on radio, blessing the lives of people. And I believe that you that you're watching, whether you're watching on Facebook or you're listening live on radio on Planet FM 104.6 FM here in Auckland, your life will never remain the same again. Having said that, I'd like to thank everyone that tunes in every time we come here. God bless you from wherever you may have been tuning in from or tuning in from right now, in Australia, in Nigeria, in Ghana, in the US, in the UK. God bless you. And I pray today your life will not remain the same again in the mighty name of Jesus. Last week we talked about You Are Coming Out. And it was from the book of Acts chapter 12. It's a story that most of us know, where God took Peter out of the prison. But amazingly, you know, in verse 7 alone, God showed us seven things from that scripture. You know, seven things from verse 7 in Acts chapter 12. And we're going to quickly do a recap of those seven things before we move into the three things that God said I should tell you today about how he's going to take you out of that situation that may be affecting you. But before we do that, let us pray. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you for yet another opportunity once again to hear your word, because every single opportunity to hear your word is a life-changing opportunity, because the word of your word says that the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding to the simple. That means every time we have the opportunity to hear your word, darkness disappears. We no longer are confused. Amen. We no longer are in obscurity. Amen. Light takes place. Amen. And when light shines in darkness, your word says darkness cannot comprehend it. We pray, Lord, as your word comes out today, every darkness in our lives begin to give way.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The light of your word will change our destiny.
Amen.
Will transform our lives forever.
Amen.
We break every yoke in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Wow. So last week we read from verse 6, Acts chapter 12, verse 6 said, you know, we've read about, you know, from verse 1, how, you know, Herod was so happy, you know, to be, you know, laying his hands on the church. He had first of all taken James and killed James, and nothing happened. And he discovered that the people of the land were so happy, you know, about how, you know, he had killed James. So he thought in his mind, man, if I did this and, you know, nothing happened, I might as well do it again. Let me reach out to Peter. Let me strike Peter again, you know, because people love it. And he did that, and he actually laid his hands on Peter and put Peter in the prison. And we learned that the situation, you know, that Peter was in the prison was an almost an impossible situation to get out. Why? Because Peter was not just put in prison like every other normal prisoner. Peter was in chains. Not only that, Peter was in chain between two soldiers. He was chained to, you know, in between two other soldiers, chained together with two soldiers, all right, inside the same prison. Not only that, the prison doors were locked. Not only that, there were even soldiers in front of the prison doors. So it was almost impossible for Peter to come out of the prison. What could happen? And those are the kind of, like we learned last week, those are the kind of situations God is interested in. The kind of one that it is humanly impossible for a breakthrough to happen. And I don't know whether you're watching this right now and your situation is humanly impossible to break out, to break free, to break loose, to come out of. And you've tried everything. Just like that woman with the issue of blood. The Bible recorded that she had tried everything. Everything in the books, everything in science, everything medically possible. Maybe you're here, you're watching this, you've tried everything medically possible. You've tried therapy, you've tried psychology, you've tried hypnotherapy, you've tried all sort of things, but it's not working. You have sought advice, you've sought consultants, you have sought, you know, all kind of advice, and nothing seemed to be happening. Listen to me. God said, I should tell you, that today, right this very minute, you are coming out of that situation. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it from wherever you are, say a loud amen. And I believe as you are saying amen, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. So those were the stuff we had, that's where we started from last week. It was an impossible situation. And the Bible recorded in verse 6 that when Herod would have brought him forth, when Herod was about to bring Peter out as a showcase of disgrace, as a showcase of embarrassment. Hey, and I don't know whether your situation is like that as well, where things happening in your life is like you're about to be disgraced. It's like you're about to be embarrassed. It's like if a miracle doesn't happen right now, if God doesn't intervene in your situation, the enemy is about to put you as a showcase of disgrace, of embarrassment. Listen to me. God will bring you out today in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not be a reproach. You will not be ashamed. You will not be embarrassed. You will not be disgraced in the mighty name of Jesus. God will turn things around for you. And I don't care whether you are reading, whether the time you're watching this right now, you know, it's a very tough time. I don't care if it's a time whether it appears, you know, nothing else can happen. Maybe the doctors have given you a report and they've even told you the number of days you have left to live. Maybe the bank is about, they've given you a date when they will possess, you know, the things that you have. Maybe, I don't know the height of your reproach, the height of your shame and embarrassment. Listen to me. God is about to bring you out. And as you're listening to this, you're watching this right now, God will bring you out in the mighty name of Jesus. And we read from verse 7, right after the verse following, you know, verse 6, Herod was about to bring Peter out to disgrace him. Verse 7, Jesus said, no, man. God said, no, I'm about to intervene. I'm about to step in. I'm about to do something new. I'm about to cause this reproach to be rolled away. I'm about to cause this embarrassment to give way. And I believe very strongly that's your situation. God asked me to tell you that you are coming out of that situation. It will intervene. It will step in the name of Jesus. Verse 7 says, now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. Seven things God did in that scripture. Seven key things God did in that scripture to bring Peter out. And we learned all those seven things in your last week Tuesday, and we're going to learn those seven things again today. Very quick recap. Number one, he said that place said, now behold, and we learned, God said, I should tell somebody that last week, and I'm I'm saying it again this week. God said, now behold means now. God said he will not delay in taking you out. He said he will not delay in bringing you out. He will not delay in coming into that situation of yours. So right now I pray that that situation that has been long standing in your life, as we are hearing this word that it says now, you are coming out now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are getting your breakthrough now in the mighty name of Jesus. God said, I should tell you, we no longer delay in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him. That was the number two thing God said I should tell you. Now, if it takes an angel coming down into your situation, now, this very minute, this very time, God will send his angel from on high. You will experience a cherubim and seraphic sort of intervention in your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Now is your time, and it will happen for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Bible did not just record that an angel happened. The Bible says the angel stood by him. My goodness. And God said, I should tell somebody that he will begin to stand by you. In those areas where it appears you are lonely, where it appears you are alone, you don't know what to do, you know, you are just all by yourself, God said, I should tell you that he will stand by you. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. This year, God will stand by you. This very month, God will stand by you. In places where it appears you are being oppressed, many people are against you. It's like you have met so many haters. God will stand by you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three thing we saw was that a light shined. A light shone in the prison. My goodness. And God said, I should tell somebody, whether your situation is dark and gloomy and tough and you're in agony and pain, God said, I should tell you, the light is about to shine in that situation in the mighty name of Jesus. For someone watching this, wherever you may be watching from, the light of God will shine in your situation in the name of Jesus. Because light had to shine in the prison for Peter to see. And there are many times you are in an obscure situation. You're in a dark situation. You're in a gloomy situation and you cannot see. God said, I should tell you that the light will shine in that situation right Amen. Now. In that prison of your life, the light of God will shine. Amen. And what do we know about the light? We know something about the light. The Bible told us that when light shines in darkness, darkness becomes confused.
Oh, yes.
Darkness runs away.
Oh,
the
yes.
devil runs away.
Oh, yes.
The devil gives way.
Oh,
darkness
yes.
gives way completely. And I pray for somebody watching this right now. God will cause his light to shine in your situation.
Amen.
In the name of, no matter how long you have been in that dark cloud. Listen, Peter was even tied down in a dark place. How can he humanly, you know, get out? But when God shines his light, it means something is about to happen. When God shines his light into your life, something is about to happen. God will shine his light into your life today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. As if you believe it, say a big loud amen wherever
amen.
You are. Let the devil hear you. And number four thing we saw in that scripture was the angel struck Peter by the side. And God said, I should tell somebody that if it takes him hitting you, if it takes him, you know, quickening you, you know, just hitting you and pushing you. That was the word. If it takes God pushing you in that situation that you're in, it will push you to limelight.
Amen.
It will push you to breakthrough.
Amen.
It will push your vision out.
Amen.
It will push your baby out.
Amen.
It will push that thing that you are believing him for out in the mighty name of Jesus. If it takes him to push you out, that will happen today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That was what we saw. The angel did not just appear in prison. He struck Peter by the side because Peter was sleeping. And many of us, we are sleeping in our situation. And I pray for you today, God will strike you so that you will come out. And number five thing we saw was that the Bible says in that verse 7 again, that God raised him up. Wow! And God said, as you tell us, raising up means change of level. Hey, raising up means change of level. God said, as you tell you, that you will no longer operate at the level of your problem anymore. Hey, you know what Albert Einstein said? That you cannot solve a problem at the level of the problem was created. God said, as you tell you, that it will take you higher than the level that your problem was created. So that place, it appears you are oppressed right now. That place, it appears that you are disgraced right now. That place, it appears that you are ashamed right now.
Amen.
That job that is killing you, that is frustrating your life, that is affecting your marriage, affecting your home, affecting your ministry. God said, I should tell you that it will raise you up.
Amen.
You will come higher.
Amen.
You will go over
Amen.
And above in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe it, wherever you are, so shall it be for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And number 16, God said, I should tell you
You know, in that verse 7, the Bible says, and the Peter, the angel hit Peter and raised him up and said, arise quickly. Hey! Mm. And God said, I should tell somebody that this year you will arise quickly. Mm. Arise quickly means no more delay in your life. Hey, no more holding back. No more stagnancy. Nothing will make you emotionless. Amen. In the mighty name of you will not let that be busy and ineffective.
Amen.
You will now from henceforth will experience no more delay. Mm-hmm. Whether the delay is in your marriage, whether delay in terms of having children, whether delay in terms of getting the job that you desire, whether delay in terms of your visa and your settlement, no more delay. God said, I should tell you no more delay. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. The last thing, because of our time, but the Bible recorded in that verse 7 that his chains fell off his hands.
Jesus.
My goodness. And what did God show me about chains? Chains means limitation. When somebody have chains, you cannot do the things you, a normal person would.
Oh, yes.
So maybe you are watching this right now. Because of the chains of the enemy, you cannot do the things that you're supposed to do. Every time you try to move forward, it's like your hands are tied. Every time you try to pick something, grab something, do something, you know, go bigger, grow wider, it's like your hands are tied. Every time you try to catch an opportunity, it's like the enemy has tied your hands. Listen to me. God said, I should tell you today, that the chains will begin to fall out of your hands.
Amen.
Name of Jesus. God will break every chain.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Wherever the enemy appears to have held you captive, before now, you are no longer going to be held captive.
Amen.
Your chains will be broken.
Amen.
You will experience freedom.
Amen.
You will experience joy and fulfillment and laughter in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So because of our time, let's move on to the things God wants to show us today. He wants to show us three things more from that same scripture. But now we're going to move from verse 8, verse 9, and verse 11. And God said, I should tell you in that verse 8. He said, then the angel said to him, hey, the angel said to him, guard yourself and tie on your sandals.
Oh, yes.
And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me.
Mm.
And God said, I should tell somebody listening to this or watching this right now, that in every way that you are in shame, you are in shame because you have been rendered naked. You've been embarrassed. You know, debt sometimes can put you to shame. You know, can open you up. When you don't pass an exam that you need to pass to get to where you are going, it can make even the people that are not supposed to even be talking to you to be talking to you. When you are supposed to have gotten married, and at the time you are supposed to get married, you are not getting married. People will be wondering what's going on. When you are supposed to have, you know, you gone past your level and you are still at that level, that same level, it can open you to. It's a form of nakedness. And God said that I should tell somebody today that He will cover you up. Hey, in the name of Jesus, wherever you are, wherever you're watching this, whether you're watching this in Africa, in Europe, in the US, wherever, God said I should tell you and should announce to you that you will no longer be naked.
Amen.
He will cover you up.
Amen.
Just like the angel said to Peter, he said, put on your garment and follow me. Hey, God said you will begin to, you know, He will cover you up and you will begin to follow Him to great and mighty places, to quarters that matters. People will begin to require your service in great and mighty places. In the name of Jesus, no longer will you be in prison in Jesus' name, because God is taking you
up.
And number 9 thing that we saw is in verse 9. The Bible recorded that so Peter went out and followed the angel and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought it was a vision. Number 9 thing God I should tell you is that the things He will begin to do in your life will look like you are in a vision. You know, when God does a miracle in your life and you begin to ask, did that actually really happen? Like, you get that contract and you're like, did that actually really happen? You get that job, that dream job of yours, and you're like, did that really happen? You know, like the job that I'm doing now, I've looked for that job for nearly 4 or 5 years. I couldn't get it. And the day God did it, it was miraculous. They were looking for one person. They were looking for one person. One person. Somebody listening to this right now, they were looking for only one, and they found the one person.
Oh, yes.
By the time I attended the interview. Mm. They have already found the person they preferred.
My goodness.
So they were not looking anymore. My interview was supposed to be a formality.
Mm.
This, I'm saying it live on Facebook right now. So anyone could be watching. Even my boss is my friend on Facebook. She could be watching this right now. You know, they found the person that they were looking for. But I got to the interview that was supposed to be a formality.
Mm.
My boss said, the moment she heard me speak, she said, no, we're getting this guy.
Oh.
And she said, no, we must hire this guy.
My goodness.
That we must, I will make a case to hire this guy.
Mm.
And by the time we finished the interview, she said these words to me. She said, you did well, and I have a plan.
Mm.
I mean, at that time, I didn't even know that they've already found who they were looking for.
Mm.
I want to pray for somebody watching this right now.
Yes.
Even if there is no vacancy anymore in that place that God has destined and proposed that
you will
be,
one for you.
God will create for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will bring somebody that will make a case for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will, by the grace of God, emerge as the winner in that interview.
Amen.
Emerge as the winner in that scholarship.
Amen.
You emerge as the winner. Even if you're looking for only one person, you will be that one person. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mm. The favor of God will find you. The favor of God will grant you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Mm.
And the last thing God has said I should tell you today is in verse 11.
Mm.
And the Bible says, in that verse 11, talked about how Peter had come to himself. That Peter came to himself.
Mm.
Hiya. Peter came to himself.
Mm.
The Bible says, and when they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened, this is where I'm going, which opened to them of his own accord.
Mm.
Somebody from today, God said I should tell you, the tenth thing God said I should tell you, that iron gates will begin to open for
Amen.
You. I'm not sure whether you know what I mean by iron gates. Iron gates are the kind of gates that don't open normally. They put it there so that you will remain in the same position. Yes, sir. They put it there so that you will remain in prison. Not just in prison, but that even if you manage to come out of prison, the iron gate will stop you. That was the one that Peter did not even struggle.
Mm.
He did not have to look for key.
Mm.
He did not have to beg anybody.
Mm.
He did not have to negotiate or plead to somebody or find somebody that he knew.
Mm.
The Bible said the door opened of his own
Jesus.
I want to pray for somebody right now watching this message.
Mm.
Doors will begin to open of their own accord to you,
Father,
for your family, in your ministry, in your place of work, in your career, in every area of your life from today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Doors you could not open before, they begin to open from now.
Mm.
Doors that you never can fathom that it is possible for you to get through.
Mm.
You will get through and go beyond.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says they came to the iron gate that leads to this city and it opened to them of his own accord. Why did it open? The angel of God was leading the charge, was leading the breakthrough, he was leading the breakout. When God leads you, when God is in front of you, when God goes ahead of you, that's why the Bible says that lift up your heads, holy
my
king.
God.
Be you lifted up, ye everlasting. Let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory?
My
the
God.
Lord strong and mighty in I don't care how long, whether in that country you're in that city you're in, in that industry you're in, they've said that people cannot emerge, people cannot break through, people cannot break out. A black person has never broken out before, a white person has never done it before. Well, they put a limitation of your environment, of your culture, of your history, of your color, whatever limitation that they've said, that's what I call the iron gate.
Jesus.
But God said he would go before you. Henceforth,
that
iron gate will begin to open of their own accord.
My God.
You would not even need to know anybody.
Oh, yes.
You would not need to go and cajole anybody.
Oh,
you
yes.
You don't need to bribe anybody.
Oh, yes.
God himself will do it.
Amen.
You would not need to know any immigration officer.
The
visa will be granted.
My God.
You would not need to seek any immigration advisor. God will provide the permits that you are looking for.
My God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Iron gate from now and so begin to open for you.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You
Amen.
Will get into that industry you want to get to.
Amen.
You will get into that career line you want
Amen.
To get to. You will get to that country you've desired.
Amen.
Every role that God has in mind and purpose for you, every position that is meant for you will not elude you this year. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because iron gates
Jesus.
Will open for you on their own accord.
My Thank God.
It is one thing to struggle to open a door. Mm. It is another thing for the door or for the gate to open by itself. Mm. I pray from today you will not struggle again.
Amen.
God said I should tell you that you will no longer struggle. Mm. Hey, you will no longer struggle. It will go before you. And the Bible says when it goes ahead of you, it makes all crooked paths straight. And I pray for somebody right now. Mm. God will make every crooked path straight for you.
Amen.
In your marriage, crooked path will become straight. In your career, crooked path will become straight.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus. And with that, I've come to the end of today's message.
Mm.
And I want to bring out something from this, from that, you know, verse, last verse that we read. The reason why the iron gate opened was because God went ahead. And while God said, I should tell you that he will go ahead of you, it is important to know that he will only go ahead of his own children. He will only go ahead of people who are children of God. So if you're watching this right now, you are not a born again Christian. You don't believe in God. Listen to me, I want to pray with you. I want you to believe in Jesus. And if you're saying, Samuel, please pray for me. I want to accept Jesus into my life as my Lord and Savior. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, wherever you are, just put one hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. I have heard that iron gates will open for me. And I want to take advantage of this truth. I want to take advantage of this word. Father, I accept you into my life as my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sins. Heal my land. Do something new. Open doors for me that no man can open. Bring me out. Give me breakthroughs. I bless your name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Listen to me. If you have prayed that prayer, your life is not going to remain the same again. Kindly find a Bible-believing church around you and make sure you start attending and growing in faith. I'll see you again very soon by the grace of God. God bless you and bye for now. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. Thank you to those that tuned in. God bless you. I'll reply to you as soon as I leave the studios. Amen. Amen.
That was a very powerful message. Thank you, dear brother, the purpose preacher who was on fire this evening, bringing out the gospel on Radio Akwaaba, Planet FM 104.6. Prof, thanks so much for availing yourself, for God to use you. We are much blessed, very much blessed this evening. So thank you, and God bless.
Today. Here I cry, Lord, we need your mercy and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From heaven, forgive our sins, we pray. Hear our song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters come.
So that was the gospel time with Dr. Samuel Okundayo of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, bringing us the gospel for today's Radio Akwaaba.
We thank you for goodness, we thank you for mercy and for giving us beyond what we deserve. Father, as we stand before you, strengthen our heart and light our path like a beam.
God, we pray for Ghana, just as he paid for Israel. Make us great and strong.
Yeah, deliver Ghana. First match in the Israel.
We really need strong leaders to build a nation to help us solve the problems we face.
Some 33:12.
Blessed is the nation, whose God is the Lord. So, Christ-like in your neighbor. I remember back in Germany.
I saw your member was only been with Germany.
In US, somewhere in New Jersey.
Beautiful, I blew in New Jersey.
I've been to Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, but now I'm fire. Home sweet home.
Also, I for Somalia, Uganda, Liberia, a home for the bad. A kumis won't come.
God has been good to me. He can be good.
So, for saying, I'm here.
An ingenuity radio, Kwaba.
Before we take the offering,
according to a UK report,
women's
Ghanaians in the diaspora are dying from pressure. Pressure from work and family members at home. That is according to the UK report. And you know, many panelists, you bet you come on. And second topic is the Commonwealth Games. Ghana, in fact, how are we performing at the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games? And the visa racketeering scandal. Those who pose as journalists, who do any bomb. What's the word? So we'll be talking about that as well. That is the Commonwealth Games and the performance of the Team Ghana at the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. And then also we discuss a little bit more about the visa scandal that has hit the Ghanaian team. And then yeah, that's the crown. Yeah, the last one, MSA, which is Yasikutuka Airport. This is your beam. Now, let me share pictures of the terminal. I'm saying, yes. They won't put any politics. Because we see, as a Ghana civil aviation, and Kwankasa, and the Koji loan, say, you be beam. And then also, we'll talk about that with my panelists.
From Tiodun Puna, I'm very long.
And today's Outia, we're Radio Kwaba, and I'm a canon, and send me a sat and you bidding one bobo. Panelists at Nasi, Dente Biano, you're the Median Bessis, and Yenti or him, my mercy, we are the Asamba.
Oh, na 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 na.
Oh, see, yes, you oh, yeah. But oh, you my mercy. Eba. Bo. Nyame ese aseda Edintine jumedia ye Ghanaian Association of New Zealand and aso ya sene si emphasize jumedia emreo Radio Akwaba befasa akwa suwe chie busyafu na ye the Ghanaian Association of New Zealand executives ye president Frank Amoa eno honka fu ichi wa najufei any all the executives mune muhuka fu na ichi amo. And then goes to my beautiful wife, Makafui. My mother-in-law, Francisca. All my siblings, brothers and sisters. Ozifuna, the Ghanaian Oziza. Mutia, itia manana jifei. Joe, any other must say, Esamri, Sir Uti, we radio a quaba. And Tiamme say, Ansana, Yabako, a music break, and make us say, and Juma Miensa, and answer topics. Miensa, and that apostle, and I be the Hunkomo. Mr. The first one, which is the Ghanaians in diaspora, according to a UK report, Nancy, a few mabano. Almost say, Ghana for a war amanino. A pressure from work, your bojumani gidi, and as well as a your friend is saying family members or more Ghana, almost the pressure on the man, you know, they are all contributing factors. Emma Ghana for Ephraim. Now, that is what the report is saying, and you know, who give the opportunity for our panelists to also have their take on that. And the opinion, what you say, Yimal. Yima ewaha, and you know, yani no besha siye na watira na dream about what he thinks about what the report is saying. Ti boss, wode yamo akwaba ba radio akwaba.
Joso asini.
And you know, oje hosei. What do you think about this report?
Report in the miyaka sa minkai. Ma wode to hona na mi fei chidi koshi na mi hose e. E arwe hosei mimo. Na mi se e adia. Obi owa kwantom bi anim se misare ho semba sanity enim pa na de din wo mkakra ne se nipa ewo fi ne bibue na anim ndem se me de se na mehwe bibue o YouTube na ya free obi owa UK a o chechirim
yeah
niam ayekum nipa
that's right
ewo amanone a nipa ewo fi enim na mi se ze ka se ye ka e be ka ma de achi na mi se tifu eti nyina nso nim deda Ebebo bosuka kre bi ni se onze bi owa ye num se ni etu kwan a ewo ya adwum se ebedi ye akofia akobo abusu
ye boni gidigidi akofia
ye boni gidigidi abedi ye akobo afia he nti oba no wani da so obedru ye ne bia ne ma na fi so betuma ya mo nya san ne ma no
yeah
enseda mate se dia de adwum bu no
that's right
nti bi ejuma ba ko ne nso me nu nso bi ehia me nsa nti ejoda ko si Joada, and the BSO Yedma, also here sicker. Now, any per diamonds at the Saka, Uchia, who call banning in a self service, said Jenna Home. I home a jam memoir.
The be break it down.
We break it down. There are also me woman, but no crayon so woman say, Pressa Dianso. Being you was a prayer sage in a high court. Pressa. If you for showing him, and I only pa born in Sudia who be that's a basset phrasing his canon on Fabian Ma. Any pa born in the car, but she discovered butchery.
Yeah.
E di kamfo e buy some young scarab butcher because we go out in the year, Juma, or buy a bosomin sian tem or busy dine. And our sassy, I will see. And Pempi, as you to cry a bob brow fee, that's in New Zealand by a view of Ghana. In Jesse Kaiser, Sikogana, Sikim, and a year do organ. And T. A created that impression, many people say, I did in it, and to all banners will be sour when you saw war, they saw the bar. And I'm Pempi in Sonayana, a Juma Samuel Hanson, and so no. And also can't be. A business, me interview me, yeah, me interview Africans, I call Kuma.
Yeah,
by a business, Obi or our co school and Kum, be a doctor, or be a nurse, or be a teacher, or be a lecturer, or be a lawyer, whatever. But Bedrew has say no. A Juma person can be our co school person or the year.
Or twice or no.
But Obedrew and say, Zankrata, body no way in Yanino, and yet you come. nti obi o te sa no pressure da no so that or stressed already because if we be we losing the status the self status nde bia wo fie na you be like sabi and munyam kakra wo mu ba be du ani amfa wo nyehwe
so we taxi
so you saw yeah dia bia e so didi nti bia nde obi kwemi ofa so be didi bia ofa so didi
yeah
na no no sometimes eti me hani pa no e bi wo ha sa stress the nya adwuma ne pe wo but adwendwen de da wo so a wo dwen ho a nti me ofi anka ah ntabuche ni nyinaani sa nne ma no etim pian e ma yeje yeje daige etim yare ana yade ti boyin mi efem ehwere yenko
na eno sa no mi ba o mi twa wa no so se uni mi se maybe wa wa ebi awo ye na wo ye professor ana se wo ye lecturer wo ifi na wa ba na ye se I mean you can't just start lecturing I mean can't we say upgrade ourselves and then be in the position to lecture here? Because sometimes, you know, you are to move to the extent say we forget about. I know quite a lot of people are they say now our canal, their status in back home in Africa was quite great. Or by just oh caregiving and also treat taxi and all these jobs such as Obia without any qualification, you beat me, you know, and one or more. Yeah, and customer, yeah, but. You can do for some time to get yourself on a mention and up to speed and I say you know to get acclimatized with the system before but MSA and TISA it comes with challenges.
Yeah, you're right. Now the womb can say minim cry be an amateur and the be nine nurse for India for Philippines.
Yeah.
Our Bakuma Ghana for Bimus Womusa.
Yeah.
Now to say be a Obapa saw your nurse or Kumha, I saw through English test. And none can be stressful for people because passing it alone,
no, I also know, it's not easy.
And Uncle Danchen, what pass here, we impono school now, or can obey your school fees.
Yeah,
the bureau, why the die soon, and I say, may ye make a crap, Pisica, and Yesica at our school. But maybe if you say, oh, go so, pay scanning in answer. No,
you have to leave.
You have to leave. We'll share dank, we'll share bills. If you're for a friend, you want us a back for no. One day, one sign, young person, I can't quite ya and can be a freak. The press and then say, be our banner person upgrade, you know.
Yeah,
but if you're for so chum, we say, life
is a woman goofy or you goofy.
Exactly. I say, life is what happens when you're looking at the bigger picture.
There
are their chance, they're saying, and they may see you are living. So, how do you cope with all of that?
Yeah,
there no, and there's our pressure. No, a 3 years so. There'll be a while, what try back home, what try me, no, what try me, and sir. I mean, how long?
Yeah,
because Ogusu are training in ano na imren so ekuti.
Yeah,
na mpempi etu kwan so a nya de se bia ka se yanyi yakwe ni bekra wo fi.
Nde se ye bra ko ni mtakra.
Na ba bia so e free ba no ne ma bi hunu hunu kaka ko se mi se ye ko pension 60 years. Ba ko me ko pension. But the woman say ye ba ne we tirim se 60 years de.
Ese mi me jwa home.
So agbe no se bi antentem. Jasu. And there no nyina ka ho na compound the stress. Nothing, they will be a while. Yes, so be behind you know.
Yeah,
be behind you know, you call it that sort of yarn, but be bean.
You
be in just a young pet and what? And you know, no, press on the you can say church, my there are lots of it, and I difficult to understand. Now, sometimes, you know, it says that any pursue and any pants want to be sure what they are until you win him goes to say,
yeah,
and they be a horse who are sebi. Scanning your secure comb on poil could do fear.
Yeah, that's right.
She said, what the coffee are? Any punch that may have why any jacket crab goes in the oh, you'll be papa. You have that feel good factor in you. And then, of course, my course, why ye?
Yeah,
dinner, you man, I and ye bre, ye su, ye die, and I saw in term you to win the weekend, there be a quagma. Now, my friends, you sound so was so now. May any gin did that self satisfaction in your
fear.
Any PM, and I ain't you now, so no. Nay, fear for any joiny. Bi be so so discover ko fiam obi ahwe ne ba school na wanga so anhwe obi school
one family be high
mo but no ne ba na ko school ba na tiku mo anko school be ko fie na fie oh me ba no we we si we we si we na ba na esenke gbe sika na se ko no ho no one fine
no beggar king
exactly
juma wa beggar king but do you blame them CBA oma ya ba ha just say ebi agbishan fu wo fie no I say you have to take care of your family you know do you blame them? No. Or like, when I mention, because I say, oh, yeah, Jumana, Utimisha, Hona, DB, Kofi, so we're pushing for fear. Because although it depends on the circumstances, be I will send you our circumstances, I will be honest and an idiot here. And Jesus will be, oh, ha, that's a he can't afford to have just one job. And so, boom, you know, and I'll bomb me and son. Send a bell, bet me to be a hair, a Kofi, any idea. And teachers, so I mean, sometimes they can't help you. But pressure on the ebeba. Even crying, I say, even if you are doing a normal job, I had no challenge. Pressure at work. Oh, project part timeline, that's super, and you have to finish it. Yeah. Oh, the pressure, you know, it depends on the level of the pressure, but it will be a fancy pressure. But the thing is, the same business, how do we, like, say, I accommodate that and then make sure we offset it with something else. Oh, I'm a chance. At least when he be ain't too much.
Oh, mo, and then a very, very important question, Pano Bisano. How do we manage those stresses?
Yes, exactly.
Can I say, Niamana, pressure, no, tree and so no. Men can say, Tiwa Jumas, because you hear Sikan. Now, Mom, ya no, ten, I say, is it Tian and Kaya before near Tena, yet Tena Kuoku, and yet individualistic,
yeah,
of communal,
yeah.
The idea and games African Association, Okromaya, dear Paya, Koko, Nayatin.
Yeah.
Dear Bwame, can you boom? To say, be our quiet, sorry, I'll be your binning a dinkomo, when you're binning a nursery.
Yeah.
A ye pressure. Emma Weniji, a two adrenaline being so. It helps in some ways.
Yeah.
Then they say, very good. They say, bet to me, I be a kahua, and they say, be a bet my din shay more often. When you're there, be a benya of a crab, be one now, be both now could be fierce and a dinkoma, sir.
Yeah.
A bois. Na yen ka yen semso edu ba bia yesi o wo ka sem che ni pa obi abete but enye bi bia ne so de show mu
yeah
the ma e ka hu bi ne ka say ya say mema ne ma e ma anyi nche e mema anyi nche ya ye hu se bi bia ne say etimi pain
say e kire me bo
ya ye wo ya pa ba ne show mu onka sa nye ma no so edi enya pa nti no it's a tight rope
yeah
a tight rope bi an the circumstance or the two no kwai obi an pressure dan so edwuma de say ye kuzi nyesika nyesika ntia nke mfie ko metan sum e metan awum se tia se nsu na e fe
ya me hwepo
de nyesika na mu mien hwe kwa mfa so a e be balance no balance ne bi ne se ye make time for yanga sa ye
home yeah
e bi ne se because body ni ni ho a there's scanner open and any day so sorry na woni aho de a scanner wan fa okope
we see one thing is that sometimes you know aya ti bia me ye de ye family be ko movies because you near there, if she can be our who cause you by $100, $100, and your uncle. And I say, oh, or cool movies, or yeah, or no, in a year in Kuala too, a Kabuma, a yak of bay $60 in Kuala popcorn, we be a $100. It's just a union who's can or who could you know, so a yantin fee. Oh, that's our attitude. And yeah, uncle spending $100. Yeah,
the internet fee empire. You bet you met internet fee. They say be a Friday night, say be a fee a movies night. They fear that be a open movies are normal and no you bet in a fear. They be in say be a movie for Biaba and a Black Panther, a popular movie about for Biaba. People won't say be a wape phone, so laptop, so TV, so baby. What you marry? Net TV smart. If you remember, come Ghana for film, remember, be bringing few more smart TV. It's YouTube. It's marry a movie. So movies night. It's more like I say, in a way that also the fan say, me way there. My me
time for yourself.
Hey, so me dey mummy
home. But was you? But what I'm saying is, sometimes we need to go out. We need to spend.
Yeah.
Stinginess, no. Sometimes I don't. When I mention, because sometimes the couple bear your pain. You need to spend because if you look at the environment, especially your kids, you can't say so. They be any better in a few. Oh, you need to let them out socialize. Sometimes you have to spend to get something that is worth. You know, dream for the kids. Oh, when I mention, and also sometimes a tip pressure.
Yeah,
and then they be an abeas, oh, Debbie, and yeah, maybe 100 dollars can be the Kogana, 300 Ghana cities. Oh, Ziana, you're sitting in Ghana
cities.
Just a minute, 300 Ghana cities, and I mean, Kublu, away, cinema, Debbie. Oh, those are some of the things. The other things, I think, so what would be probably your last word on that topic, and then we'll move to the next one.
Well, I mean, so you're cutting in area, but a serious issue. You be kind, see a serious issue. Now, when we are moments, a dream, we should prioritize our own health and their family. No, said they are working.
Awesome,
yeah, yeah, more fun. Also,
beautiful. All right, that's great. Yeah, and the other thing is, now we'll move to the next topic, which is the Commonwealth. MC Union, excuse me, last week, when almost started the Commonwealth Games 2018 at Gold Coast. Now, we start with the whole visa issue. MC, the Olympics Committee of Ghana, right? I think they were the ones responsible for processing, you know, the Team Ghana and the journalists, every member that is part of the team coming to Australia. Mm-hmm. But apparently, you know, there were some people that no money journalists here, they fry. They could do Australia and you would be some basic questions. No one to me answer about the athletes and then all those people, like, they don't have basic equipment like laptops and, you know, cameras. Of course, if you're a journalist, you're expected to, you know, kind of carry some basic, you know, things that will help you to do your job. And you know, just say, then they started smelling some rat. And, you know, to the extent, say, I listened to Joy News and other media outlets, omo journalists and kasane di omo fry. And then they banded all of them together, and it has been like an embarrassment, you know, to Ghana. You know, I mean, a proud African nation. I mean, what is your take on that?
Yeah, very unfortunate, and I think so. Embarrassment to Ghana, but even Yemwa Yawaha say na your bank account and it was the same case because na ne cancel wedding it be because they say be a day see the be a bus a co games or be so the more fast be shame the mini baby shame or crown
connections
connections and I'm saying we in Australia for no money adding. And about fast. Now, we'll be so tragic, which is, I'm saying, maybe I'm Chemuko. About yeah, games, I'm saying, deaf and dumb. About ball. You be doing almost Australia for near bass, I did by any party, mo born you who sees, sir. And I go for a no be a monson tell some day.
When I move,
there no one is a governor suspect here, and I said, do you
have a test?
I'm saying, you can't try.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I mean, I think it's been in a canoe. I do, but I've been sure. A counts, I'll be a quack with the politics. Because saying it so near my anymore. Recently, there's been a survey that shows, say, 75%. That's a nipa three quarters so. Offend nipa nine mummy and Sanso in your boot coin.
Wow.
Quen ya basso. There's a same one said, a ship could see gun.
Greener pastor.
Said, a ship. This slave trade, there's a son of a dear ba.
Oh no, Abeko.
Wow, person could be Abeko. Can we show money in the paper song? And the Ebi no nonja. Yeah. I rehearse. Me, I can rehearse. Egu ye ni mo ase. Namu ni pano so awoye no. Ondo ni se wa born in Ebi Abeko.
Yeah.
It's such an opportunity to go to Australia. Wa be pay jumai.
Yeah.
But I'm say games na kasa de can na ya rehearse. Because na di Ebi so I'm say clear to yem wa yefi bika kana ni se. I'm say Ghana, we still believe in talent. In grow talent.
Yeah.
Games,
it's really sad. But tactics, it's simple things, you know. Well, and so far, no, games Nankata, any as a Yabako Swa, I'm say, yeah, 43rd on the medal tally. Yeah, 43rd with zero medals. It's no gold shape, silver shape, and a bronze shape. And you know, she, and to attract us, now here New Zealand, answer New Zealand, 8 gold, 10 silver. And then 7 bronze so far. So which is how much, you know, we've got. And they are fourth on the medal tally, you know. So, which is great. Australia is doing, sorry, New Zealand is doing well. Mm. Australia is first, I think, followed by, I think, England. Okay. And then third is India, and then New Zealand is fourth. Mm. So New Zealand is also doing very well. Mm. Now, but there's this one particular one, I think there's Upper West Lady B. I think Haluti Hall. Mm. Yeah, mm. I think yeah. So she qualified for the women's 100 meters finals. Yeah. Wow, that's I think it's an encouragement. Yeah, so which is great. I mean, so they will be going for the finals on Monday, right? Yeah. Yeah. So minimum, if there are any other, because here is a weightlifting, and said I'm Koyi. Let me see the fifth. I'm Koyi. But yeah, and I work on. She said there are simple things you do her. Can you beat me? Yeah, we are not growing talent. Why?
Yeah, that's what say. The one say Nipano. Yeah, the interior, but okay, we muna they grow them
New Zealand athlete of the year was not foot party. That guy. I don't know his profession. Oh,
Builder.
And that is recently, you grooming, which is with all the resources. He's your tourist, as you say, he's been doing it for many years. Because if you look at some of the areas we are good at, like weightlifting, boxing.
Ghana need boxing power.
I mean, boxing, weightlifting, what else? Athletics.
Yeah.
I mean, just in your mind, just at least your whole body, you know, and as you beat me, we are not growing our talent.
Yeah. The here say, Obi, I will see you in here. Because we do him, the way you say.
Yeah, the Nafra.
No. Daniel, so you need to train him, be him. There's no systematized way, say. You identify talent, you grow talent, you nature our talent, and the parabay. World class standard, and when I say, "Oh, we do it here,"
is it also because, if you look at the hockey team, for instance, the coach is a local coach. Mm. Say that respect has still, players name from my local coaches,
And they can get their football.
Could it also be,
hockey? They say Nipa Nebula is a local based.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is still now, sometimes like.
But the other thing will probably say be a government funding. It cannot edition, And then I said, it's kind of enough. And maybe a resource in the world, training. Again, it comes back to cost effectiveness. It's kind of this shame, send a being a film. And they are here. And they be a while, who is answers, but then I am in for so be any so. Emphasis can be on brown mind, and then it's a Yedisika shame. They don't know, a coffer, but so I'm sharing an answer. I'm saying, it to me, aye. Between my idea, and Sanka, you be see, I dream Piacca say, the best say ye, a boar, my no. And they say, you grow, sir, talenty, ye many pana, or ye identify almost a mutimus adieno, yet a tiwon, ye don't fancy team, but be I say anyho. And I'm pimping zones, baby, ye acquire Nimka crown so, cause over here hockey, na mess up hockey in Ghana, Nina, ball, or ya a hockey means hockey in the friend.
Yeah.
On uncle, I saw a bar to chair chess on him. Job so PPM, but New Zealand for ya.
Yeah.
We bomb away, now we are bomb away, a teamwork.
Yeah.
But then also I reflect on our society.
Mm.
I did be a Yabiano, we are so much into trying to outshine others. Anyway, you don't blame me on so be baby. I don't see any opportunity. I want you know.
Yeah.
Any opportunity, then.
Oh, so shine, yeah. Maybe
you'll be a better no.
Yeah.
I'm on so scared of crab.
Yeah.
Or the beer could feel like a bushy. Hmm. So the tear you can say you brave. If you're on so person, be brave.
Yeah.
Then you'll be any.
I don't see any bushy for so tear. Ready a crab. Radio Cover.
Antino Radio Accra Banauti. So this is 104.6 Radio Accra Banauti coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. Jumadie, Ghana Association of New Zealand Asking Assistant and Family. Antino, Ania Chuchun Komo. You see, the Ghanaians in the diaspora are dying from pressure from work, and then also from the family members in Ghana. We've also talked about the Commonwealth, how the team Ghana is doing, and then the visa racketeering scandal as well. And you know, now, there by a last topic. So, Yima, the last thing is, so because me kufi, maybe in the next after 6 months later, Kotoka will be different. See, be a titriye befa the finishing Emirates, you know. James, because they've categorized which kind of airlines will be taking that new terminal. No? Did I say Accra? I'm using the new terminal. What is your take on that? Is this something that is long overdue? What is wrong with us? Because you see, are we not thinking ahead of? I don't know. As you said, they don't have any strategy. They don't have any vision. You know, most of the organizations in Ghana.
Long overdue, but at least Ebebom was a project, as I said, March 2016, and the cutter sold. Then I think it was 2017.
Yeah.
Delay.
Mid-2017.
But I think it's commendable. Project people now we are self-funded. No, because it's not funded. Because this is the most common project. This is a 5 million or 10 million. But you see that, you know, which is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it could finance itself. So.
Yeah.
Do baby, I can say, yeah, a bit of bold leadership and some kind of visionary. Say, who said, I deny, you know, say, yes, again, any sense about wine, I can say, the end, the damn. Nay, and Munyam say, go away, airport, who took quite a crap. Now, Fabi more port to not do Ghana.
Yeah,
now, airport, Naya, Naya. According to plan, it may be in terminal fair, born summer. Nay, we are non soir. It makes a nipper near quayage more.
Yeah.
Yamon was almost a bit messy on Frank Ebaba. Yes, a sunny panel quayage more.
Attitude, And also, does it depend on, say, the government in power? Because maybe a term, there was a specific government, MC Sanya Mani, try at once.
And the world is a global market now. Rwanda,
Yeah.
I don't know, be sorry, semi across South Africa, not cast or Bagan, Botswana. So you're more attractive for people will come to you.
Yeah.
And I think it was good. At least the initiative went for the bar, say, but my visa on arrival, which was good. So it didn't cost you, it didn't cost you, and making sure, say, people who are coming, no, are genuine, but they don't go through that much stress.
Or buying this
can be a good baby. I'm buying this guy from Crown Crabotom. And the more I am genuine,
And I'm buying this guy. 815-8100. It will be to me, a friend, also. Watch it out, Jane. And, you know, any I can say, you see, the Commonwealth Games in Ghana, Team Ghana, Omo, how are they doing? And I see Ghanaians in diaspora, you would do, because they hear my pressure on the door. So. Mm-hmm. And then, as well as the new terminal in Kotoka International Airport. And, you know, UTA, 815-8100. You bet me, a friend, for the next 5 minutes, Niger. Also, Ejaya ma be minute ba ku bi na so di achira wadwen. And you know, yeah, and the crowd, it was 815-8100. Radio Akwaba na UTA, we bet my friend also watch the wife about the topics they discussed so far. And you know, it's very impressive. But although we raised Kotoka International Airport, but let's look at other infrastructures, you know. It's sometimes ASFM. Over here, enough, a whole, you know, there's nothing there. Yeah, whole bridge. Radio Akwaba Nati, yeah, for some free beam in a young so I'm the line or I eat a crown. Your last word. So we'll be up as well. Can
well, let me say, the better kind of say, yeah, let me say, you're kind in our boma. Yeah, let me say, reporting our kind,
yeah,
very pathetic. Now, in you know, a bit more to be a dear here, who's we? Hm, and we say, we are and take a very good care of ourselves. Even I say, a piece of can I be a coffee, a boy, you know, and I say, if you for they will live anyway. They will live anyway. We should also be a bit of caution and take very good care of ourselves.